and welcome to Caitlin's Country Classics, bringing you all the classics from country music, both modern and old. Today we're going to be doing a little bit of a country to country special. For those of you that don't know, Country to Country is a music festival held in the UK each year. It's a 3-day festival held in Scotland, Ireland and in England. Different venues for each one, obviously. Roughly the same acts, so we're going to go through a bit of the music that you would have heard if you had been at Country to Country this year. Starting off, we've got one of my most favourite country ladies. This is Miranda Lambert.
But you bought it. I can't exceed my reputation. A small town girl with compensation. Exploiting all my possibilities. Well, don't you know I blaze a trail? But hell, you can come with me. What doesn't kill you only makes you blind.
Lambert and Platinum there. It has to be almost one of my favourite country songs ever written. I completely love it. It was one of those songs that if I'm having a bad day, I will listen to it and it'll pick me right up. Miranda Lambert headlined the Friday of Country to Country at the London venue, which was the O2. Of course, main stage, because she was headlining. She wasn't alone while she was headlining. She had a little bit of help from one of her friends, who everyone knows is a very good friend of hers, Miss Ashley Munro. Everyone knows they're very good friends because they've been in a band together. They were in the Pistol Annies together, which is currently on hiatus. But they did a couple of songs together on stage, as well as Ashley being a part of the songwriters stage at Country to Country, so I thought it was only right to throw in a song from her new album. during the show. This is On to Something Good by Ashley Munro. Ashley Munro, On to Something Good, which is a lovely little song from her new album. I think it's called The Blade. Don't count me on that one though. But it's a brilliant album. It's a brilliant song. It's a nice, cheery little ditty to sing along to. Coming up, we've got something from the Striking Matches. Also, we've got some Kacey Musgraves, Maddie and Tay, Sam Hunt, Little Big Town, and some Carrie Underwood, all still coming up. First off, I did mention Striking Matches. Striking Matches are an American country duo who write songs. Well, they bring out albums and stuff as well. They were at one of the smaller stages at Country to Country this year. But they're particularly well known for writing songs that appear in the television show Nashville. And this is one that they wrote for Claire Bowen and Sam Palladino. Oh, I think I messed that up. Oh, well. to sing in during the show. This is their version of it, how they thought it would sound like. So here is the writers of the Striking Matches singing When the Right One Comes Along. Also a really lovely tune, Striking Matches, When the Right One Comes Along. It's just so sweet and lovely, and it's lovely when they sing it, and it's lovely when Claire and Sam sing it, and oh, it's so beautiful. The lyrics are lovely. Anyway, on to something that is a little more up-tempo, even though it's kind of not as optimistic. This is a bit of Thomas Rhett, who was also on the main stage on the Friday at Country to the Country in London. This is Crash and Burn.
that time don't stop, and somehow, girl, the world keeps spinning, and yes, I'll turn myself into a solitary.
Crash and Burn, Thomas Rhett. He's a bit of a big deal in country at the moment, but I mean, I must be honest, I haven't listened to much of his stuff. But what I have heard, I really enjoy. We're moving on to the Saturday of Country to Country in London now. And the second headliner, the day two headliner, Miss Carrie Underwood, who released her new album Storyteller at the end of last year. Lovely album, so many tracks on there I've just listened to and I love singing along to them. I think all of these could be singles. So far she's released Smoke Break and Heartbeat, which is a gorgeous song. We're going to play something a bit older of Carrie's right now. This is going to be Last Name.
That poison, baby. Last night I did things I'm not proud of, and I got a little crazy. Last night I met a guy on the dance floor, and I let him call me baby. And I don't even know his last name. Oh, my mama would be so ashamed. What I was getting into, so I blame it on the Cuervo.
Carrie Underwood, last name. A bit of classic Carrie for you there on Caitlin's Country Classics. See what I did there? See what I did? Oh dear. Yes, country classic for me is Carrie Underwood. I think that was the first album I had of Carrie's was Blown Away, which had that. It had Two Black Cadillacs. It had Blown Away on it. And it was just, it was an album I was completely obsessed with. I'm obsessed with her voice, the lyrics, the actual music. It's, every album she does is absolutely stunning. And I would fully recommend giving Carrie a little bit of a listen if that floats your boat, if you liked hearing that, more of that, check out her albums. Coming up next, we've got a little bit of Little Big Town. I love Little Big Town. They've just got the most amazing harmonies, the most amazing lyrics. Their album Painkiller was absolutely stunning. Quit Breaking Up With Me is one of my most favourite tracks off that. They were on the main stage at Country on the second day at the O2 on the Saturday, giving a little bit of a tinkle on their guitars. They always seem so happy and fun. They're just jolly people. They give off a good vibe. If any interviews, even during the songs when they're performing, you can tell that they're really enjoying themselves. And I always consider them one of those, like a summer band. You always want to put their album on and sit by the pool or sit by the beach or just go for a nice summer walk somewhere with their music on. It's just picking you up a bit. So we're going to go for what I feel is one of their most summery songs. A little bit older of their stuff. We're going to go for Pontoon. Here it is, Little Big Town.
Yeah.
Little Big Town Pontoon. A lovely summery song for us to listen to as the weather's getting slightly warmer and we're cracking out the sunglasses and the shorts and the fake tan and we're getting ready for the summery weather that's hopefully coming soon. Because, I mean, I'm missing it. I'm missing the warmth. I'm missing being able to be warmed by the sun rather than having several layers of hoodies on. I mean, I started my spring cleaning the other day. That's got to say something at least. Coming up next, I've got an artist that I've fallen completely head over heels in love with, Moran Morris. She's only released an EP so far, but she's written for so many bigger artists. And her music's absolutely stunning and I can't wait for her to release more. I'm so desperate for it. She was playing at one of the smaller stages at Country to Country this year. Couldn't tell you exactly what day, but she also did a little gig at the Borderline on the Monday following the Country to Country weekend, which I really wanted to go to, but I couldn't because I had an essay due and I just couldn't leave it. So yeah, can't wait for her to come back. I hope she will when she releases a full album. I need more music from her. The EP's not enough. I need more. This is one of my favourite tracks off the EP. It's called 80s Mercedes. It's super fun. The whole EP is quite like girl powery, but not too bubblegum pop-esque. It's more rock chicky. It's so fun. Give it a listen. This is 80s Mercedes. Bit of a tongue twister.
I'm a 90s baby in my 80s Mercedes.
80s Mercedes by Maren Morris is super fun. I keep saying that about all of them, but I've really tried to pick tracks from these artists that were super fun and will kind of give you a dose of the mood that must have been at Country to Country through your radio or through your laptop or your phone, however you're listening right now. But unfortunately, I didn't get to go to Country to Country this year. And I mean, I can't tell you what the atmosphere was like, but I'm sure it was completely ecstatic. I've seen a few videos and clips. Country to Country have released their weekend highlight reel video of the highlights of the weekend. There looks like there were so many. And it was actually... The backing track to that video was Maren Morris. There you go. Everything links together, except it was her first single, which was My Church, which was, it's a great song, but I feel like I've over-listened to it a little bit over the last few weeks. I'm trying to get other people into it, and the ones I just seem to go to get other people involved in country music are kind of starting to wear on me now. But it's still... great song, great EP, lovely person, I'm guessing. She just gives off that kind of vibe. Next song is one that I picked out. I was going through the Billboard Hot Country Songs the other week with a few friends in the studio, and I just clicked on this song to give it a bit of a listen, see what it was like. I'd never really listened to much of this singer before, because I'm not really into the kind of bro country side of, I like it, I listen to it, I think it's nice if you're driving round, but it's not something I will sit back and listen to relaxing wise. But it had everyone tapping their feet, everyone was suddenly going, I don't like country music, but I really like this song. I never knew country could be like this. So it felt like a bit of an achievement to me, and I'm hoping you'll enjoy it too. This is Sam Hunt.
I knew I'd see her around. I'd be at some party, she'd show up and I'd be walking out. Across some parking lot, hiding behind her sister. I'd look up, she'd be at the red light beside me in that white Maxim with the sticker on the back. I'd act like I didn't see her. But we'd pay the same pumps, flip through the same stations, and slow down for the same curves, run around with the same crowd. But we just needed some time. She could get on with her life, and I'd get on with mine. Thought I would be fine, but maybe not. I knew she'd find a way to get over me, but I never thought she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know, so they give me the go around. But there's only so many streets, so many lights, where it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along. Town. For a while, I guess they were keeping it low-key. But now it's like these county lines closing in on me. I see them everywhere together. It's hitting a little too close to home. She's so far gone, but she didn't go far. She was over me before the grass grew back where she used to park her car. She's leaving those same marks in someone else's yard, someone else's arms, right down the road. I never thought she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know, so they give me the go around. But there's only so many streets, so many lights, where it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along you gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town.
sitting there with him. And I wanna jump out, I wanna fight, I wanna say that guy, but I can't, it's my fault. And I let her go, I never thought that she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know. So then give me the go around. But there's only so many streets and so many lights. I swear it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along. You gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town.
Break Up in a Small Town by Sam Hunt. It's one of those, you want to bop your head to it. It's great. Like, I can't believe how much people enjoyed it when I first found it. And it's really, I think it's definitely one of the ones to get people who are more involved in the whole kind of pop music scene liking country music. And it's a good example of it's not all yeehaws and rednecks, which is definitely not, and you can't quite explain that to people sometimes. Next up, we've got the lovely Maddie and Tay. Big fan of Maddie and Tay. They always release really, I find them quite empowering songs. Girl in a Country Song's great song, has a really good message of, you know, girls shouldn't have to wear the tight skinny shorts with their bikini tops in all country music videos, because that's not the way it works in real life, and that, you know, it's not the way it should work in any way of life. So Shut Up and Fish is also quite empowering. It's kind of telling people where they need to stand and they need to back off sometimes, but also in a fun way, as they always seem to manage. So this is Shut Up and Fish by Maddie and Tay. Shut Up and Fish, Maddie and Tay. See what I mean? Super fun, super empowering. It's great. Right, we're heading on to the third and final day of Country to Country this year, which is obviously the Sunday. Start kicking off with the headliner, Mr. Eric Church, with Mr. Misunderstood.
Eating weird kid in your high top shoes, sitting in the back of the class, I was just like you. Always left out, never fit in on that path you're walking in. Mr. Misunderstood, Mr. Misunderstood. Your buddies get their rocks off on top 40 radio, but you love your daddy's vinyl, old time rock and roll. Elvis Costello, Ray Wiley, Hubbard, and thank Jeff Tweedy. It's one bad mother, Mr. Misunderstood, Mr. Misunderstood. One day you'll lead the charge, you'll lead the band, guitar hero with lightning hands. And the girls will like your tattoos, and the veins in your arms, they'll be helpless to your musical charms. And they'll all hold up their hands, they'll all want to dance. Mr. Misunderstood, Mr. Misunderstood. First time I met Alabama Hannah, I was skinny as a rib. Red hair tied up in a blue bandana, she was hotter than the devil's hell.
Understand.
Mr. Misunderstood there. Up next, well, that was Eric Church, obviously, who was the headliner for the third and final day of Country to Country. Coming up, we got Charles Easton, who is he plays Deacon Claiborne on the Channel 4 series Nashville. It's also in the States as well. Charles is a singer and a songwriter in his own right, obviously. But one of the songs I picked to show you what he can do, basically, is a song from the first series of Nashville called Sideshow. Charles performed at one of the smaller stages at the Country to Country this year, so I thought I'd give you a little show of what he can do. So this is Sideshow.
Top 10 with bright spotlights. That woman sure knows how to shine. You almost can't believe your eyes. You can hardly wait to see the sign. She'll have you walking that high wire, jumping through rings of fire. Give you your moment in the sun. Be careful not to fall in love. 'Cause that curtain falls, the lights go out, the show goes on, she leaves town. If you know what's good for you, you'll just let her go. In her sideshow, I remember how that spotlight fell when she wanted me and no one else. Nowadays I play my part. Pay a dime, you'll see my broken heart. That curtain falls, the lights go out, the show goes on, she leaves town. If you know what's good for you, you'll just let her go, or you'll end up next to me in her sideshow.
I wanna make you mine, 'cause there's something dark and dangerous, exciting.
Jekyll and Hyde by The Shires. They're possibly one of the biggest country bands in the UK. They are UK based, UK born, UK bred, and they're kicking butt. They're doing well. That's off their album Brave, which is also really good album. I think that's my favourite track off it. It's upbeat, it's dancey, it's fun, makes you wanna dance around your room. With singing into your hairbrush or like your hairspray can, you love in life. That's about it from us here on Caitlin's Country Classics for the Country to Country special for this year anyway. Let me know if you're planning to go next year. I definitely am. I'm sad that I missed this year. Finishing off now, we've got a bit of Kacey Musgraves, who was on the main stage on the Sunday of Country to Country. I love Kacey Musgraves. She's super sassy. She's got attitude, but she writes amazing songs. She sings amazing songs. She's got two amazing albums. This is off her most recent album, Pageant Material. This is Dime Store Cowgirl. That's it from me. See you next time. Bye. Don't cost a lot.
lot, don't cost a lot, don't mean it's cheap.